2:39 here. And a reminder that Andy Wing is the Albion's injury victim. Now, if you look up into the opposite stand here, the south stand while we sit in the Thor stand, there's just being a banner put up saying MTFC for sale, well, sort of, call Keith, and then it's got a number with a Mansfield phone in. What does this mean? It's the latest part, I guess, of an ongoing campaign by Mansfield supporters to try and get rid of their current owner, Keith Haslam. This has been going on for some time, so we thought we'd speak to them about it. Will Lord is from Stags Fans for Change and is hanging around somewhere outside with Dean, hopefully in the dry. Good afternoon, Will.
Yeah, we've just about dried out after the rain shower, but good afternoon.
Can you summarise as briefly as you can your concerns with the Keith Haslam reign at Mansfield, who is the owner? Just tell us the problems and what you believe the solutions are.
Well, we're in the position that Keith Haslam paid £55 less for the club than Archer paid for Brighton and Hove Albion. Paid £1 14 years ago and came in as the supposed saviour of the club. And since then has bought land for a training facility and then put the deeds in the name of a company owned by him and his wife. So we're in a position where we're 91st in the league. We are on the edge of financial trouble. We haven't got anybody coming in during the transfer window. And we come to you with 16 fit players.
I gather your supporters trust who bought some shares in the club have taken him to court, is this right?
Well, there's a derivative claim going in, hopefully in January, because of his governance of the club. I mean, we have to be very careful because obviously it's a legally sensitive area. But essentially, the governance of the club is shocking, and we're in a very poor position. When only a few years ago we were in the playoffs, and we should have driven on from there. But since then, every player that's come in has been a free transfer, or in the case of our top striker, somebody who's retired and then come back into the game. Yet we've seen our captain last year sold for £75,000.
So you're part of Stags Fans for Change. I mean, how have you campaigned to try and rid yourself of Keith Haslam and get new owners in?
Well, I mean, we've been very vocal at games, and we're now at the position that Keith Haslam has made the decision not to attend home games. There are many fans who are stayaways, who boycott all home games and go to away games. And when we played at our local rivals, Notts County, we even had a plane fly over the ground expressing the club was for sale. And hopefully that has brought about some of the bids that have come in recently. He rejected a bid only a month ago that was reportedly for £3 million. Now, remember, he bought the club for £1, and that wasn't even for the ground. That was just for the name of the club. He rejected that as not being good enough. But we hear rumours of other consortia in the wings, so we just remain ever hopeful.
Does it feel like... it's difficult to define, but easy to spot, I think. Does it feel like the soul of the club is getting eaten away at, as things are?
Absolutely. I mean, we've just spent the last couple of hours with a group of Brighton fans who, you know, have been really, really supportive. And we can't thank the Brighton fans enough. And we were saying at the moment, we just feel that our chat forum, you know, we look on the North Stand chat.com and there's 100 people on there at a time. Ours is dying because all that people have to talk about is what's going wrong with the club rather than talking about the football. And at the moment, everybody's on just a real low ebb and we're just desperate to move forward and get the guy out.
Have you got any chance today, by the way?
Well, if I tell you that we've got 16 players, our two main strikers and our two main centre-backs are out. And yesterday on the Prediction League on our website, of the first 20 people who posted, I think only one went for a one-all draw and everybody else went for a loss. I think that gives you an idea of if we go with our heads, we know what situation we're in.
Well, I wish you the best of it. It's not strictly for me to comment on Keith Haslam's reign, but the best of luck at least in feeling that you can reclaim ownership of your club as fans.
And now going with the heart, here's for a Stags win today.
Well, It'll be interesting. I'll say no more than that. I hope it's dry for you, but not much more. Good to speak to you, Will.
Thanks ever so much. Cheers, mate.